A very good evening. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, February 17th, 2021. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Jeff Stube in Maryland.
Would like to inform you, our listeners, that because of the coronavirus pandemic, we are not able to give you our usual show, and you will not be able to call in since we are broadcasting from our homes.
Yes, tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about COVID-19 and especially the vaccine that has been delivered in Zimbabwe or donated by the Chinese government to the Zimbabwean people. So as we see right now, Chonga, it seems as if about four people died yesterday of COVID-19. This according to the Ministry of Health. 93 people tested positive for COVID-19. According to the same ministry, there are over 35,000 people that have contracted COVID-19 since March last year. Out of this number, roughly about 30,979 people have recovered and 1,414 have actually died.
Wangu wadio watereri nasi mchirongwa chedu chatino tarisa zhuriku itika mnyika, nekunzekwe nyika. Tiriku tarisa neze chirwere che COVID-19. Tishitarisa u mshonga we nomba waka pinda mnyika ne msuwe mvuro. Kuriku tarisa wakutanga kupiwa wanu mangwana mshonga waka vaku China kwa kawani kwa nomba zinokana kuita 200,000. Kana kuti 200,000 ma vaccines akapinda mnyika. Wari kutarisira wanu kinge wachi baiwa kutanga mangwana. Tichizwa kuti vanenge vachida kubaiwa vanobaiwa zvavo, hapana ari kumanikidzwa, ndo iri kunzi pachirungu voluntary, kana kuti tingati Zimbabwe is launching a voluntary COVID-19 vaccination Thursday, which is tomorrow, with the first phase targeting 22% from the health sector as well as security personnel, Zimura and Agritechs. Ndo vanhu vari kutarisirwa kuti vanga vachibaiwa kune vanenge vachida zvavo kutanga mangwana. Asi kazhinji vanhu vanotarisira kuti kana kuri kutanga chinhu saizvozvi, panodawo vanenge vari muzvigaro kuti vange vachitora matanho iwayo ekuti vatange kubayiwa, kuitira kusunungutsa vanhu kana kunyeyenutsa vanhu kuti vange vachikwanisa kupinda muchirongwa ichochi. Tinozviona kana munzvimbo dzatinogara kana mudzimba kana kupi gives. If a visitor pays you, if you have a visitor at your home, you want to give him a cup of beer or something to eat or drink, you first test because you are the host. So that is what people are expecting tomorrow, that the government officials, they volunteer in public, and then the rest will be history.
Yes, Chonga, precisely. And what we're looking at today is what is happening in Zimbabwe. We know that China actually donated 200,000 doses of Sinopharm COVID-19 vaccine for Zimbabwe. So, China selling in Zimbabwe 200,000 doses ezokuhlatshwa abantu. So siyabona nje kana tesi ukuthi okwenzakalayo ikuthi ke abanye abantu bathi ijekiseni leyi kabasoze beyithathe, kodwa kube nabanye abantu bazayithatha. Uhulumende ngokutsho kwakhe uthi ke abantu bazahlatshwa kuqala ngabezempila kahle, bese kubuya ke abanye njalo abantu bangani kabezwa kuhle emzimbeni, kuzobuya ke ababalisi labanye abasebenza lozulu. So sikhuluma nje ke okwamanje ukhanya ngazani uhlelo lolu lulakho ukuthi uqale kusasa. Kulabanye abathi kanti indaba uhulumente weZimbabwe engaqalanga wahlaba abanye abantu-ke i-experiment kubona ukuthi ijekiseni le yasebenza kumbe hatshi. So ke kwele China kunangale siyakwazi ukuthi kulabantu abahlatshwayo, njalo okunye kuhanjiswa e-Egypt, okunye i-United Arab Emirates lapho kwakutestwa khona abantu i-Sinopharm vaccine lay. So ke sikhuluma ke WHO kayikayi approve ukuthi i-vaccine lay isetshenziswe kumphakathi. So kume njalo Chonga.
Ndizvozvo Gibbs. Vakawanda vanoziva kuti mushonga iwewe nomba uri kubva kuChina kana kuti wakabva kuChina vakagadzirwa nekambani yeSinopharm. Vazhinji vari kubvunza kuti unoshanda here, asi tinoziva kuti kune dzimwe nyika sedzataurwa naGibbs vari kushandisa mushonga iwoyo. Tisakanganwawo kuti nomba yose kana kuti vaccine yose ine anganzi pachirungu maside effects pano nepapo, hazvirevi kuti mushonga wese unenge uchifanira kubva wangoshanda. Saka zvinogona kuitikawo kuti pane mumwe munhu unogona kushanda, pane mumwe munhu usingashandi. Asi vazhinji vari kutarisirawo kuti vachabatsirwa naiwo mushonga wabva kuChina kana nhomba yabva kuChina. Dips.
Yes, on the ground we've got Ezra Chisaspanda. He is in Bulawayo. Welcome to the show, Ezra.
Thank you very much, guys. How are you?
We are really fine with you.
Ndiri mupenyu Ezra, tinofara kukuona muna 2021.
Zvinosei sei ikoko kuAmerica?
Aiwa tinako kuno kwa America chando nekungotarisirawo kuti mavaccine iwaya akuwanikwa pese pese tichawaniwawo tichibayiwawo munguva inotevera.
And so Ezra, what are people saying on the ground there? Can you give us an update of what is actually going on? It seems as if there are some who are saying these vaccines are not good and others who are saying they're going to take the vaccine. So I think, yeah, go ahead, Ezra.
A lot of people going around in Bulawayo, city of Bulawayo, and some of the rural areas surrounding Bulawayo, so many people are skeptical of getting this vaccine, especially their concern that is coming from China. A lot of Zimbabweans believe China's products, most of them are fake, and they are saying that this disease came from China. And why is China giving it to Zimbabwe for free? They know that even in countries like the Western world, America, United Kingdom, the vaccination is so expensive. All of a sudden, China says 200,000 for free to Zimbabwe. As well as the official from the Minister of Health in Zimbabwe has confirmed that this medication or this vaccine hasn't been tried on humans. So that's why a lot of people are skeptical, because it came out on the local news saying that it's never been used. So they hope it will work. So that's why people are scared.
So we've seen that there have been some trials in the United Arab Emirates and some trials in Egypt and some trials actually in China. So we're still yet to establish how many in terms of numbers those trials have undergone. So we are told there you've got some people who actually want to talk to us. So can we help the people and then we hear what they are saying about this COVID-19 vaccine? So, go ahead, sir.
Churonga che cho seguru magadiko. Yeah, ndinoga churonga che West of America, che Street 7.
Okay.
Ndokumbira kuti musimuke picha so that you monitor safe name. Chumuka it once. Right. Imimi. Kamonana earlier on. Magadi umnozvan zita resi.
Richard
Skalk. Mushunga uyowe vaccine inobva ku China matichi nezvavo.
Ah, tinoronganaka usina kunaka. Ngova muchonva ku China ndokwakagadzira kuti zvirwere izvi zvapararira nyika dzose. Saka vakashaya nyika iyo kuda.
Saka munguti chine zvavo. Hamusina kuti China iku. Ah, dai. Chipe mushunga handinoti kwa free.
Katika kano tanga watariska ni ma doctors waone kuti uredi atawasina dingi kana kuti vatange iona pauso zvozoya kuva kuri zhinji.
Saka mimi munganzi uya mutore vaccine munhu chati chii?
Tinotanga tazwa iona vatanga pamusoro vatanga dingi pouya
motaura kuti vari pamusoro ndavanani vatange mutore ndavanani motaura mazita musashi?
Vari pamusoro ndivo hurumende dzepangambowana. Ndiyo chinonya kuchatuma. Saka, lazichango kwa kuru, zikuta mshonga wamu, kichi ono kutero wa sisani.
Imu murugite usiku, ulo murugito tengeza pana, murugito tengeza chi?
Njirukuri ndakano.
O, murugito ndakano. O, security. Saka, mimi mzimuna, kura 77, mchila la panze, kutai, amuzi mpiza panjo ziye COVID.
Apano nangu hinta, kutuna basa, kuna kwa orego, kutuwa atomso. Saka, kukenda kunoto nota chononga wana kidoko chowono chonora ama nukuda.
Mepi, peti chonga mangemu ni mfunzele kuna sekuru. Asasa hapa parapu.
Tulingamoti kuna sekuru, tunokuwa isai sekuru mchirongwa chedu. Dofunga, wakawanda wangada kunzgwisi samuti nema onero yenyu kana nema nzgire yenyu pa msorope mshonga hui. Zizikuru za muru kuti zingachiki wanewano. Nukuti mkuru kana watungamiri wenyika wanu kuna kunobaiwa. Asi imimi semunhu muine zvamuno chikao pachezve zvii zvamuri kunzwa zvinochiwa nevanhu panhomba iyo.
Mushonga wakanaka turambe bhati usakonsera kuti vanhu vasi nekuti mushonga uyu ndokwakatangira chirwere kwekuya munhu muAfrica. Saka batiite tichiziya kuti zviri raiti vanhu tazvisiri raiti.
Asi sekuru munofunga pane hurumende ingada kupinza vana vemunjodzi here zvekuti inganotora mushonga unouraya?
Zvino gono kuitaka, but avatangi kuti vatange ngomuti, ngavatange yesamuthingi. John of Jai, Michigan, the same of Javan. Not you, the Tango, Barishaka, Jishaka, John of his same.
It's not what you go to China, Mshonga, Urukushan, this quarter, at Shona, one water, or to Atobe, and one, not like 40 million, which I never.
Aka ende kiri wamu wakakakakakwa yote kilo senga kama shavu. Pana waka ende kwa kachisha. Aka wanunuzi kano kungoswa wao kucherele yote.
Dino na sekuri mimi mno pinda mshikoro mchi tenga kana chingwa kana sugar. Madima mbuto kiri kune muna aruku tenga sa tanga wa testa sa aruku tenga sa ndoa nuko tazura.
Kesi tenga chilo tenga chilo tenga chilo nuko tishinio shida kada nchi. That's why tishia. Acha ndongo tenga yuko
I want to find a room because I will make a bus as a cruise.
Thank you, Sekuru. Thank you so much. Kusen Jalo, okay, we should have to love to look at school. I want to Bono Sisilapa, Tuven Jafia, we are live. We are live. We're 57. See what's your name?
Tologo Seng.
Tologo Seng Konanzi. Mr. Tube, you want to talk to school?
Yes, Konanzi, how are you?
I'm fine.
Yes, I see you've got a very nice mask. Did you make it yourself?
No, I just saw it somewhere.
So tell us about this Sinopharm vaccine. What have you heard about it?
Nothing much. Just that Iyabulala Ufela, because it's a good week.
So, Utayabulala Uzomubai. Utayabulala.
People talk out here. So that they can take over everything.
So, Baban Bakuluma at Konoko, social media, Kumbe, who radio, Bakuluma at Mom?
Social media mostly.
Right. I was telling you when I also swim Sak. When I was Baban to Bakuluma, what again when also swim Sako Queen, still a mom.
I'm a strong believer, but I don't know why I believe with that. So let's see a savage as if.
So now, looking at what is going on, you know, in terms of this vaccine, has the government informed you about what is going to happen in terms of vaccinating people?
Yeah, I mean, Angers are much, but I just read it about it. It's a figure and the Mele, Kukaliso, vaccine, and especially about frontline.
So, Uzoku talk about frontline, Oban, Mele,
vaccine. The name is, I could, and as the
right, Mam Connors, what are you doing? Is this a good time to check in? What is
it? I know, I imagine.
Ucho Han.
That's how I saw the little I want to test like food.
So, but I'll face you to touch. But then I'm going to want to have a good position. I'm going to leave. I'm going to touch.
More than. I think I could. The majority. I think 99% of my food.
I was trying. Yes, Lou, when I put it. Why are you doubting this vaccine?
Because I don't think it's safe for us.
Why?
I'm not so sure why, but it's not China. China things, you know?
Meaning? You don't trust the things from China?
Yes.
So now, but if the vaccine has gone through some kind of, you know, analysis, research, and all those kind of things, would you take it? Would you take the vaccine, Nasi, analyze the way you know,
for as long as the ministers take it first, or president,
so you want the president, the vice, and others to take the vaccine first. Can you justify your argument? Why are you saying that?
Because they are the leaders.
Okay.
You have to lead by example.
So when you want to go to Zaitata in Jackson, Lawe, Zaitata,
I doubt people take it for now. Maybe we are going to start.
Yes, I was a mom quite as a spongy cool. Just a walk as I like on a po, I'm off chamber.
So, in a hour, could you corona first? Was a week.
I could.
So, I wouldn't be cool.
Yes.
Imagine John wouldn't be cool. I was out.
Yes,
I have a vaccine one later.
I vaccine.
I'm a student teacher.
Okay.
Mm. As we had Jonga and Zimbabweans, especially the people I've interviewed, they are really skeptical. They are scared. They want to see, especially the leaders, the head of state, and his vice president, the ministers, publicly taking that vaccine. That's when they can believe, they can trust it. At the moment, when they say it's for the frontline workers and for the ordinary people, they don't want to hear that. That's why they're saying they can't take. I'll try to talk to the officer. I know I'm not violating curfew. It's not yet 8 o'clock. I'm Pamasanga to Mamaj. I saw it. I'm being led and I'm going to go to the hospital. I'm going to go to the hospital. I'm going to go to the COVID. You want a young officer? I only saw who could man could be a good man than criminal. I spoke to him. Was really a vaccine. Totalam Pelaman. Was really a vaccine. Police. Where's Saban?
Yeah, I'm crying as an alifice.
I'm police.
Yes, so much in a Jumu talks and a couple of Ezra see. Now, this is from Milam Dama. So, there are
civilities. This is a gentleman who doesn't believe in this COVID. He doesn't believe it exists. He believes this is something which was planted by the people who want to make money. This is why we are suffering. And this guy is, as you can see, Vachunga atofeka izvi kuitira mapurisa chete anomupurisa mamona chifura pana saka ari kuchamupurisa because anozopatara 5000 RTS fine saka anongoti akaona mupurisa obva ofeka so but mupurisa atofura so now atobvisa futi
saka ngati neimwe nzira here vari kuti hakuna COVID nokuti kana vachingopfekera vaona mupurisa vasinga pfeke pavanenge vari undibvunzirawo izvozvo
taura nai
Bunzai no gona shona no gona ndevere zvese.
Chaura na.
Hey baba, magadi baba.
Tipo makasimba here wangu.
Aiwa takasimba munoda here kutaura zita renyu.
Ah ndo zvitave ngwazidya.
Aiwa tinotenda vazidya. Tirikuona nguva inei nyika iri kundengendeka pamusoro pemushonga wenhomba kana COVID vaccine yakapinda munyika. Iri kutarisira kutanga kushanda mangwana. Panonzi vanoda hawo ma volunteer vanoenda onobaiwa nhomba iyi kubva mangwana. Zvinhu zvamungataura pamusoro peurongwa ihwo.
Ya, zvinhu zvakanaka kwazvo kana vachinge vachibvumirana nazvo vakambozviita zvikava vakazviongorora zvikava kugonera kune vanoda sezvo kana vataura zvakanaka kana kuti kune vanoda. Zvoreva kuti kune vamwe vasiri kuda mushonga iwoyo.
Imi munowanikwa muchimira papi apa?
Ini ndinowanikwa ndisiri kune vaya vari kumateresis vari kumboona kuti tiri kupakwa sei.
Mumboona kuti zvakamira sei kumbotanga mapima hamudi kuedza dziva negumbo.
Toda kumboona kuti ko zviri kumbofamba sei. Unobayiwa kune vasiri kurwara kana uchishanda ngaumbobayiwa kune vari kurwara vari kuzvipatara necovid uporese tora.
Asika kazhinji mushonga uyu ndewe kudzivirira kuti imi musange muchizopfisa zvamakaita zvamuna COVID. Mukamabaiwa mazvidzivirira kubva kutachiwana weCOVID. Saka hamuchafana kunge muchityirwa kuti muchazobatwa nechirwere ichi. Saka ndopa zvakanakira ipapo.
Ndimbobvunzawo chef wangu.
Bvunzai chef.
Kune zvirwere zvakaita sana cancer, kune zvirwere zvakaita sana HIV. Wai vasina kumbotanga vawana zvinodzivirira vamva vatanga neiwoyo. Iwo kuri kunzi kuri kubva mushonga wekuchina kwandiri ndowakatangira chirwere icho chichi. And then vamva vakurume vamva vawana zvezvinodzivirira zvacho.
Asi kana makatarisa tichikura baba, kubva tichikura taingobaiwa nhomba dzakasiyana siyana. Nhomba idzo dzaitodzivirira zvinhu zvakawanda izvozvo. Saka ndo dzimwe chete idzodzo.
Apo tiri kupaona. Tiri kutaura pane izvi nekuti maverengero atiri kuita masanganiro atiri kuita nazvo zviri kunzi it's a chemical yakamwaiwa politically marwiro avari kuita ikarasika ikazonowira kwakati saka nawo yakuaffecta chi nesu saka iko kuchina kwacho ikokoko ndiri kunzwa kuti vamwe vacho vabaiwa vafa mona saka kuti tizobhiliva mishonga wacho iwoyo zvinotiremera
yeah. Aiwa ipapo ndapanzwisa vakuru asi ndinotarisira kuti mune ramangwana makawaniswa dzidziso pamwe chete nevamwe vasati vakutambira mushonga uyu muchange muchikwanisa kunzwisisa makoshero nezvawakanakira mushonga iwoyu nokuti tinoona kuti chinhu chese kana chichitanga chinombotyiwawo vanhu vanogona kutya kupinda machiri asi chakasununguka vanhu vanosununguka kana chikachadzikawo midzi. Saka tinotarisirawo kuti mune ramangwana mune makwanisa kunge muchisununguka muchitambira mushonga iwoyu.
Ya isu hatisi kuramba kana kuti hatisi kuramba kuchizona zviri kubva kuchina tinozvida kuti hatisi kuzvida because mbatya dzatakapfeka tinoenda kuchina kunohodha kuchina bhusu zvese tinotora kuchina zvinhu zvakawanda zvemaredio zvatoridza it's made in China handiti but pane izvi zvakatangira ikoko zvakazouya kuno nemaonero atiri kuti harisi business transaction here iri kuitika ipapa.
But these vaccines were donated to Zimbabwe for free, so there is no money that was exchanged here. I mean, that exchange ends. Saka hapana kana business Zimbabwe nechina. Takatobatsirwa nenhomba iyoyi 200,000.
Aiwa chef wangu, chandinoramba pabusiness hapana chinonzi hanzi chakangogadzirwa chikanzi rega chinokupa. Panenge paine business transaction behind hapana zvakadaro handitika ukaona kunyange kupi zvikanzizvona ini ndine business ndakuda kupa chi ndoda kunopa maybe team yebhora yeZimbabwe ndiri kuuya nezita rangu randiri kuuya nayo ndiri kuzoadvertisa handikwei kucheke
saka imi vakuru mushonga wenhomba wamungakurudzira kuti dai Zimbabwe yawana uri kubva kunyika dzipi pane yese yamanzwa yabuda.
Isu like kwatiri kunokuka zvatiri kuita zvechivanhu zvatiri kunwa izvozvi malemon chichi tikora vanhu vese vari kungotinga zviri kuvabatsira saka zviri kungoreva kuti nana gogo wedu vakara vachiti ndo zvataingonwa izvozvizvi on
yes.
Pane zvandakambonzwa kuti mushonga iwoyo wakambowanikwa kune one of the African countries why ivo maeuropean countries akaramba mishonga iri kubva kuafrica and then isusu zvavo zvavati vagadzira taakumhanyira ikoko.
So babazizya siyakuzwa sibili kakhulu. Can you tell people in English that you don't believe that there is COVID? You have said this and can you tell us why, you know?
Ukuthini mndu?
Ukuthi COVID vela iko wena ngibona kwakho vela into nje eyakhandwa ethi.
Hayi COVID into esiyibalayo sonke mnumzana ukuthi COVID ayiko into yakhandwa yachiitwa ze chemical ngendlela yabuya ngayo ngendlela iaffecta ngayo umuntu. I don't believe ukuthi it's a disease.
So when bona vele umkhuhlane ngona ukuvela.
Hayi mina ngibona ngana u.
Wabantu bazi
ngoba nxa ukona why usiya kwabantu abangani tobala ma underlying diseases and then abangelawo why ungaba attack.
Yeah, so
umkhuhlane into enjalo.
Awabona umuntu ogulayo kumbe isihlobo esesigule umkhuhlane lo babazitsha.
Hayi mina eqiniswe nangingabona.
So iJackson le ngathi wababazitsha sokumele sikujuje. Sibe sokuthi tjwatjwa mbijana. Hanti uyabe uzifunela wena. Asithi bayahamba ngenkani yokuhlabi. So ungavuma yini kumbe ufuna ukuba qale betest obani bani babozibani bani?
Hayi mina ngiyeke ngivume. Angiyeke ngoba yazi ukuthi uzwe evuma kufuze uqale ubone ukuthi uhambe unjengise ngibe kwa into engaba sibe lwazi lento leyo uthiwa yi-COVID ngoba sipombukuza corona COVID vakana mayili asikwazi asikaze siqonde ukutshelwa kahle kahle lapho ukuthi what is corona, what is COVID? Ngafuna ukutshela like here in Zimbabwe ikakhulu thina zimebe sibukela amanye ama-TV e-South Africa silama-DSTV zeZimbabwe ukuthi like ngingakukhuluma ukuthi emakhaya kubotholotho ungahamba kubolupane uphuma nje esigodini eduzane la phandle kungasikho emathawuni angkona abafaki ma-mask. They don't even know ukuthi what is corona. Abalakho lento zangkona zonziyana abala ama-shop lok angingatshayi lockdown. Kuma-rural areas they are open 24 hours.
Ye, siyabonga kakhulu-ke ungathelela kusasa usibongele kakhulu kuchisa. Chisa, siyabonga kakhulu umnumzana uthi ungene khonapho. Thank you so much. Siyabonga chisa.
Siyabonga kakhulu-ke. One thing what I want to say to you Baba, we are part of picture. Maybe the last person, I don't know. My phone seems to be having a problem.
Yeah, okay. One last person, yes. One last person.
When are you journey?
Liamuzo, I'm not
kid. Yes, Liamuzo, Baba. Liamuzo.
Yeah. When you want to be?
Let's more chino.
Let's more chino.
Yeah.
We should have a vaccine.
Yeah. Yeah, ngizile.
The 29.
Vaccine day. Tina dapa Zimbabwe asiboni ukuthi singaba ingaba ilencedo hithi la ngoba ukukhulunywa kwevaccine ipha yabuya yabuya kuya tshengwa yenzani yenzani singawazi ukuthi yona ngokwayo yasebenza yini ngoba eZimbabwe corona yankona asiboni vele njengoba sitshona sikona ukele konke kwenzakalayo asiboni ukusebenza kwekorona ukuthi yoni vaccine yabe sibuya kucorona esingayiboniyo.
From your understanding of the vaccine, why are people scared to take it? Do you believe that it's because it's coming from China? If it was coming from United Kingdom or United States, will people take it?
No. It's about itself, the vaccine on itself. It's something that people don't understand actually, how it is going to work. Especially when it was never been tested, maybe human trials here to consider the validity of it being useful to us mostly because we had it arrived on Sunday and today it's Wednesday, tomorrow Thursday they are starting to vaccinate people but then they no trials.
So I mean kana mchitarisa muri kuti vanhu veZimbabwe vati reparation mukurudzira kuti vatore here vaccine kana kuti varambe.
Whoever who might do that it's on himself to choose for that, but my encouragement to anyone else, if we are living like this, it's better be the same to live like what we are living like.
So the main one with us is Murutorachi, Mama Lemons,
Murutorachi,
I don't know whether you can hear my audio well, but I can't hear you.
Yes.
But what I'll say, which are people asking, they are saying the people who have died in Zimbabwe or the people who are hospitalized in Zimbabwe are all people from urban areas. When you go to the rural areas of Zimbabwe, we are not getting all these reports. We are not seeing people being buried from Mukai, from Chipinge, from Toroshanga, from Plumtree, or coming to town, suffering from the coronavirus. I don't know why, but maybe it doesn't reach the rural areas. It's only in urban areas.
Yes, thank you very much, Ezra Chisaspanda. Sir Tabakulu, Utungenle, Konapa Gutel. So now he's a Konapo Chisa, and ask you against Obach. Yeah, so, Jonga, can you chip in there? I think we've got a problem with Jesus.
Yes.
Yes.
Quite. You know what, Gibbs, from what I gathered from people who spoke with Ezra and we spoke with you on the show, there's that skepticism. They are afraid of the unknown. But in South Africa today, we saw President Cyril Ramaphosa and his health minister getting the jab publicly. And I think that gives or instills confidence in the public And that is what many of the people that Ezra brought to the show were saying. They're saying, if the government officials can do it, then we can join in.
Yeah, which means it's simpler done that way than government officials be on the sidelines.
Yes, so you, know, instead of, you know, it's like, I know you are that team's football, soccer, that soccer team supporter. Yes. You know, aging from the terraces, telling him, no, go on him, get rough.
That's right.
But yeah. you are not in the field. You are not involved. But you are aging someone to hit someone or do whatever, you know.
That becomes problematic. Yes. So, yes. Ezra Chisa, I think we are back. So, can you hear us right now, Chisa?
Yes, very faint, but I can sum it up. I was talking about the rural areas of Zimbabwe. You heard what I said?
Yes, we heard that. Yes, we heard that. So, maybe one last person?
As you see, the city is clearing up, is getting empty. The curfew will be starting at 8 p.m. So, a lot of people have left the town. They've just gone home. So, we have spoken to a lot of people gone home.
Yes, Ezra Chisa, thank you so much. Do you have one more person, or maybe the people have gone? So if you had one more person, we're going to talk to the person.
Empty. People have gone. All you know how it is. You saw the police woman there patrolling, is already going to stand by the corner up there.
Yes. Sorry, I think Ezra got cut off. Jonga, come in, Bob.
Yes, Gibbs, I think it's now time to bring in, if we have an expert who can help us, because people are not sure whether this helps, this vaccine helps. And from what Mr. Zijga was saying, it's like he himself is not going to be part of the first phase, second phase, third phase. He said he will be sitting on the fence until he sees it's safe to go down.
Yes, we are still waiting for Mr. Nyashanu. He was in, but I think he got cut off. So can you tell him to rejoin so that we can continue with the show? So Zulunga balapa ke siyaxoxa labantu abachiyeneyo. Lapha ke sikhuluma ke nge-COVID-19 ukuthi ingani idla ubhedu sibili, kodwa ke isingconywana kwele Zimbabwe. Xa sikhangeleke ukuthi abantu bazahlatshwa kuyahamba njani, sibona ukuthi ke kuthiwa kuyaqaliswa ngamadokotela, kubuye abongi, labongikazi. Kuzobuya ke labantu abalemkhuhlane enjengabo diabetes, enjengabo cancer, leminye etshiyeneyo. So sibona ngazani khonapho ke kuthiwa xa sokuqedwa khonoko sokangena ke abanye abantu abanjenga abantu asebeluphele labanye abatshiyeneyo. Kuzangena ababalisi labantwana besikolo kukhanya ngazani lakho kungayenzwa njalo. Kodwa ke siyabona ukuthi khona manje ele Zimbabwe line 200,000 doses eze COVID-19. Evela khona ngale COVID-19 vaccine, evela khona ngale kule China. So I think right now we're joined by our guest, that is Dr. Matthew Nyashanu. So welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you for having me. How are you, Dips?
No, we are very fine. Thank you so much. So it seems some people are very skeptical about the Sinopharm vaccine. So why are people so skeptical about the vaccine? And do you know how the trials have gone right now?
Yes, I think the people have all the reason to be skeptical about any vaccine that comes. That is very common, with the history of public health. However, in the case of Zimbabwe, with the vaccine from China, there are some certain concerns that I think myself as a public health expert would ask several questions. The questions that I will ask the government of Zimbabwe is, do they have a completed record of the trials that were run by the Chinese, by the company that is producing that vaccine, which I know there is no peer-reviewed process that have actually been undertaken to show the effectiveness, the dangers of this, which means people are very skeptical about it. South Africa, which is actually using a vaccine, they are using vaccines that has gone through a peer-reviewed system. They are using the Pfizer, which they have taken off because it was not effective against the South African variant. And they took the Oxford one, which they say is more effective. If you look at these vaccines have underwent several stages to make sure that they are clear, they are not a danger to the people. Taking a vaccine like the one coming from China is putting a nation in danger. Why doesn't the government of Zimbabwe go for the Pfizer or the Oxford or the one from Russia that has been peer-reviewed and its effectiveness is known and its safety nets have actually been proved? This is the problem that we have with the government of Zimbabwe, which is actually out to get a donation, but you get a donation that destroys the life of poor people. It is very unsafe and dangerous in public health to try and use a vaccine that has not underwent all the required stages of safety. We know which ones have gone through. We know which ones are very safe. We know which ones. We don't know how many people died. And we don't know how many people are going to die if they take that. Why don't you buy the Pfizer?
Asi Dr. Nyashano, ndogamuchirai muchirongwa chedu ndisandaisa hangu mubvunzo wangu wekutanga.
Aiwa, pakanaka wakandimira.
Ehe, chandanichida kubvunza Dr. Nyashano ndechekuti Zimbabwe haisiri yoga nyika yakwanisa kunge ichiwana mushonga kana nhomba iyoyi kubva kuChina. Kune nyika dzakawanda, ana Peru, ana Hungary nedzimwe dzakatowanda vari kushandisa mishonga iyoyi. Saka kunge usina kunge waongororwa nevamwe vana mazvikokota kunze kwevakaongorora kuChina ikoko, zvingataisa here mushonga kushanda? Nokuti kunogona kuti mumwe anoti akaiwa, ini handisuda hangu kuti munge muchiongorora mushonga wangu asi unoshanda.
Unogona kunge uchishanda mushonga, asi chinhu chatinenge tichifarira kunge tichiona panoshandiswa mishonga inozopiwa vanhu. Tinoda kuti vanhu zviiswe pajekerere, vanhu vaone vese. Sei iwewe uchida kungozouya nemushonga wakaisa muhomwe, wamushonga wokuda kunoisira mudoro mumwe munhu here? Vanhu vese vakanga vaita mushonga vekuRussia vakaita mushonga vakati tinomuisa papeer review, uu hamuna uroyi umu, tarisai kana muine uroyi mutiudze. VePfizer vakadero kana muine uroyi tarisai, veOxford vakadero, zvikaonekwa kuti aiwa. Uyu uri pachena. Zvino kana wangoya nechigubhu chako uchingoti imwai doro racho rinodhaka, asi handidi kuti ringe richipiwa vanhu pachena. Ndo zvinenge zviri kunetsa.
Tataura tatine vateereri vatatinavo vanga vari pasi apo tichitaura navo Dr. Nyashano, vanga vachiratidza kuti vari kutya kuti vanga vachipinda muchirongwa ichochi. Vachiti vakuru vehurumende, vatungamiri vehurumende vakapinda vakawana mishonga iyoyi kana vakabayiwa nhomba iyoyi sekutanga kuriita mangwana, kana sezvaonekwa muSouth Africa kwataona vaCyril Ramaphosa vachibayiwa vakawanda vari kuti aiwa izvo zvakaitika tinopindawo muchirongwa. Zvii zvamungataura?
Inini zvangu ndichitarisa nezveutano, izvozvo zvekuzoti mukuru abayiwe, inini ndinoti bayiwa chinhu chiri kuzikama kuti chikazobayiwa chero vanhu havaende pakashata. Unogona kubayiwa uri mukuru uri kumberi ikoko iri poison. Saka inini chandinoda kunyanya kuti titaure nezvacho ndezvekuti tengai mapiritsi kana kuti majekiseni akanaka asingaurayi vanhu, akainga through kuti akavhenekwa nemadhokuta akatarisa. Ngatiregei kuti chinhu chichiri kugadzirwa chatisina humbowo hwakakwana kuti chinoshanda, chinouraya vangani, chinorapa vangani, tatomhanya tapamberi isusu. Ndo vanonzi maguinea pigs kuti tambeva dziya dzinoshandiswa kuti dzionekwe kuti Jackson iri rinoshanda here. Ngatiregerei kuisa nesheni yedu ipapo, ngatitengei izvo zvatiri kuona zvichinzi aiwa izvi hazvina zvakashata mazviri. Iye zvino kutiza kutenga vari kuda zvemahara, ukatora chemahara unowanawo chakashata. Hakuna chinhu chemahara chinopuwa chakanaka.
Ndimboverenga Dr. Nyashano zviri kubva kuvateereri. Pane mumwe atianonzi munhu mudzingwa, hanzi asika vari kuti mavhaksini aya haadzivirire kubata utachiona asi kuti anodzikisira marwadzo, marwadziro chete utachiona. Icho kwadi here?
Inini handisati ndichiri kuverenga nezvevhaksini, asi kana ichinzi vhaksini handizivi dzimwe nhambo mudzingwa. vanenge vamboona havo kuti vaverenga zvimwe zvinhu zvacho handisati ndapedza kuti yakamira sei. Asi ichinzi vaccine, inini sekufunga kwangu ndeyekuti kana munhu aakunobatwa nechirwere, vaccine inobatsira kuti chisauya chakasimba. Kune vamwe inotobatsira kuti havafi vakatobatwa nechirwere, chinotovadzivirira zvichiita negenetic makeup yawinayo iwewo kuti muviri wako wakamira sei. Saka vaccine ndeyekuti kana zvaakuzouya zvisauya nesimba. Ndofunga sekutaura kwaari kuita kuti vaccine inodzivirira marwadzo kana kuuya kwesimba kwechirwere, hairapiba. Ende pandinoona vanhu vachizobvunza kuti changai marapa nhingi, aiwa hairapi vaccine. Basa revaccine nderekuti ndibaiwe ndisati ndabatwa nechirwere, ndobva ndagadzira aya anonzi maantibodies kuti kana chirwere chouya pandiri chero chikandibata, chinondibata chiri mild. Ina handizodi, handizokwani, handizorari pasi kana kuti handizozodibati.
Someone saying any vaccine is better than no vaccine. That's the bottom line. In terms of efficacy, we will only know once it has been used. We do not know until it has been tested in our own settings. This is and because even the Oxford the vaccine at least is your and ultimate South Africa match, I sat here with Noro and Regutino Shanda say.
Aiwa, efficacy yakato itwa kare. Ukona vaccine ya kunzia acceptwa. Ya inenge yaitwa inonzi peer reviewed. Ndofunga vanhu vazhinji havazive kuti mavaccine anogadzirwa sei uye zvaanoitwa matesti sei. Marandomized controlled trials akatoitwa thousands and thousands of people vakatestwa against mavaccine akaita sePfizer, seOxford, ikatoonekwa kuti iri safe zvakare. Kutotengwa neSouth Africa, South Africa yaitoshandisa evidence yakanga yanyorwa ichibva mupeer review, ichibva kune vanhu vakagadzira, zvikaonekwa kuti yakanaka, ino haina madangers. Hakusi mukaona vaccine ichiuya isati yaitwa peer reviewed, isati yapedza matrials, ndo vaccine yakashata iyoyo. Se vaccine iri kupiwa nechina, hapana pandati ndaona pachipairi kunzi yakaitwa peer reviewed, hapana pandaona. Asi ndiri kuziva kuti matrials vari kuita matrials, kana mapedza nezvematrials munofanira kuisa kune vamwe vanhu vasiri interested parties, vasina kunge vachigadzira mushonga uyoyo kuti vatarise voti regai titarise, tutarisa chakati, tutarisa chakati, mushonga uyu wakanaka. Saka waa kutozoya kunana Zimbabwe vachitenga, hakusisina kuti muri kuedza, aiwa maakutorapwa. Asi kune vamwe vanogona kunge dziri mbuku kana vanhu vanosvinuka vanouyisa mushonga usati wazikanwa kuti unorapa here kana kuti haurapi. Vaakutoda kutoita matrials muZimbabwe. Hakuna trial inoitwa uchiti unorapa vanhu uchidaidzira vanhu. Trial usati wapinda mutrial unosaina fomu kuti kana ndikafa what is the indemnity iripo. Iye zvino vanhu vari kupindwa mutrial pane zvinhu zvisati zvatisingazivi efficacy yavo. That's very dangerous.
Good.
So what's your advice to Zimbabwean authorities about this vaccine?
My advice to the Zimbabwean authorities is that they should actually buy vaccines that have been proved to make sure that the nation of Zimbabwe is safe. Remember, Zimbabwe is undergoing a lot of economic problems. A lot of people are living with chronic conditions. And for you to bring a vaccine that has not been peer-reviewed, a vaccine that has not finished all the tests and verified, and you want people to come and take that vaccine, why don't you buy the Pfizer that we know it's safe? Why don't we buy the Oxford or the Russian one? Those have underwent all the required standards. One of the things that the government should put into their minds is that people should be protected from dangerous vaccines. There are several dangerous vaccines. Many people are trying vaccines which we do not know whether they are effective on humans or not. And for them to just take several vaccines which they don't know whether they've got an effectiveness, it's quite very dangerous. And the government should not go for freebies, but should learn to spend money on vaccines that have been proved. several dollars are being, there's a lot of money laundering going on in Zimbabwe. And that money, if it was put to use, they will buy the vaccine. We do not have a very big population, 14 million. Those people can be vaccinated within 60 days. If people were using their money, we have got billionaires in Zimbabwe who are working in a country which does not have money, and they are actually going for freebies, which they do not know the safety, because they are avoiding to buy the Pfizer. They are avoiding to buy the Oxford, which is effective. So they want to put the people's lives on the line. In public health, those are bad ethics. And I urge the government of Zimbabwe to use their common sense and buy vaccines that have been already proved and protect the nation of Zimbabwe. This is not politics.
Thank you.
This is not politics. It is about the lives of people.
Thank you very much. We are also joined by Mr. Skombozo Mlalazi, who is an independent social and political commentator based in the UK. Mr. Mlalazi, welcome to the program, sir. Yes, tell us one day, like a cool smell of phone in Yakova, who's a look at China, a cool, a Babum Lalas.
I think it's not one that drive a one chat for.
Guys, I feel like so. When Tukumana was wearing a vaccine late,
you have a drone and travel for Africa. Minamona and Lalila one particular woman about a tragedy. Ikonteni abantu bakithi bali bakatube ngoba kunganandelela mina ngihlabile i-vaccine but mina ngihlabele abathi Pfizer. But abantu bayarapota ngama-genetics ngabathube ukuthi kuzoba nama-test ayenzakala ebantwini bakithi abantu bamnyama ngoba izwe elifana neZimbabwe inhlupho kakhulu eyiwe kubala abantu indlala ekuhlupheka than COVID-19. I think poverty will have one budget more than COVID-19. Now, China is so general. Now, it's a good advantage in Zimbabwe. The major is good. If I get money, if I get money, my thing is in Zimbabwe. I think it's only COVID-19 within a space of a year. So, the vaccine and eco tested. I think it will have a trial. And any interpretation will be used by the hotel and as well as the hotel. Amadokotela angaka nama universities amangaka nama laboratories angaka eAfrika abakuboni yini ukuthi they are being exposed ukuthi bona they are just numbers bona batheneni kanti ngasozikwanisi ukuthi bayenze ivaccine ekuthiwa yi-African vaccine ezosiza i-continent ye-Africa ngoba khona manje sesi abantu be-Africa sesiyinyamazane inkomo inkomo ezisiyotileyo semahlangene akuna as a tenor protection because I'm a professional state. Now they are now exposing themselves, which is very clueless about what is happening in the world. Why can't they develop their own vaccine, which is going to be a protection to Amas and nationals of African countries? That is the question that I want to pose to my honorable doctor there.
Yes, thank you so much. And you can mute your button there so that he can respond to that. So I'm happy that you are also joined by Mr. Joseph Chuma of ZANU PF. Mr. Chuma, welcome to the program, sir.
Hey, Mr. Dube, how are you?
No, I'm very fine. Sorry, ngujumile kancane kodwa ke ngiyakwazi ujalo ukubuya nje. Ngizwe so kuchisa enkundleni lapha ngathi ngacabanga ugolide. So it seems now we've got Dr. Mthethu Nyahlano who is saying that the Sinopharm COVID-19 vaccine from China is not good for human beings. So he's saying that these are trials. So these trials are being done clandestinely by the Chinese and Zimbabwean governments. So he's not happy with the whole thing. So what could be your reaction to that, Babuchu?
Well, the first thing that we must bear in mind is that all vaccines that we're talking about are vaccines that were unknown prior to this pandemic. So most of them are on trial basis and they're being tried. And the good thing that we know and allude to is that we've got so many other countries, including the United Arab Emirates, that is also partaken of the same vaccine from China. And we've got other European countries that have done the same thing. And we've got China itself that has been doing that. It has been doing clinical tests and everything like that. So we are not going to come out here and want to pretend to say that we've got a perfect solution to this pandemic that we face. It's going to be trial. And that's the most important thing, that as long as we are willing to keep on trying. And we also said with the virus that is changing its variants as well. As you know, right now in South Africa, they've got the 501 V2 virus now, which is not the original virus that started when this whole thing broke out in Wuhan in China. So it's always going to be a trial. And I don't know why we must have a problem with such kind of a scenario. And if trials are not proving to be effective, then things are stopped. I know in Australia, there's one vaccine that was being tried there as well. And when they were trying it, it was actually producing HIV cells, which would make somebody then come out to be HIV positive, yet they are not. And they've now sort of discontinued that because they've said that that trial is going to take another year for it to be really conclusive and probably get rid of that HIV proponent. So these are trial things. And I don't think we should really be having a problem with that. What we should be talking about in Africa is that why as Africans are we not producing our own vaccine? Why are we not coming out with all these great minds that we have? We've got scientists here. We've got a lot of people fully that should be actually developing our own vaccine in Africa. That's what the argument should be about. That's what the debate should be about. That's what the urging of government should be about. We should be urging our government to say, instead of going and buy vaccines from China, from England, from America, from India, let us use that money to produce our own vaccine as Africa. Then that would be a point to talk about.
Yes, so there is a Chonga.
I think Dr. Nyashano wants to respond to that. Dr. Nyashano.
Yes, I want to respond to what my learned friend is actually talking about. I'm so startled when you talk about when he talks about trials. Has this been given to the Zimbabwean people that you are doing trials? There's a difference between vaccinating a community and doing trials. And when trials are being done, there is a clear protocol in public health. People are protected. There's insurance. And then if this Chinese vaccine is on trial, the Zimbabwean people who are being invited without being examined by a doctor first so that they are fit to get into the trial. This is a scandal from the government of Zimbabwe. You can't do that. For safety of people, if it is a trial, there are protocols that should be followed. And these protocols are meant to make sure that the people who are going to be involved in the trials are safe. They've got to go through several stages. They've got to be registered. There has to be insurance. In case things go wrong, these people should actually be paid by that company which is actually doing its trials. And there should be a consent form, an information sheet, not to just invite people that we have a vaccine to protect you. That's very dangerous. And this is why I am saying that if a vaccine has not been proved, or this vaccine, according to the information that I have read today, is in its third trial, and it's now being vaccinated in some communities, which is very dangerous. You don't do that in public health. You can only do that if you are not concerned about people, because we do not know the side effects. The 60 people who are participating in Saudi Arabia are people who are on trials. And these people have gone through several stages of getting in as participants. Going back to what we should be talking about, to say our own scientists in Africa should be producing a vaccine. Yes, that is a very novel idea. If that novel idea is not only supported by word of mouth, you don't produce a vaccine when you do not invest in research. When you do not have any laboratory, people are busy laundering the money. They have not built any laboratories. There is no research going on. And you expect me, because I'm a doctor, I should come up with a vaccine. It is not only the mind of the person who is learned to produce a vaccine, but that is supported by a complex of other things that are needed. Research is an ongoing process which should be supported by large sums of money, and it cannot just be started from a beer hole. So what lacks in Africa is the investment to support research. They, like in Zimbabwe, you think the doctors in Zimbabwe are going to produce a vaccine? Where would they produce it? From a beer hole in Mbara? That's a stop. That should be something that sends people laughing. Indeed, the government should actually invest in this. Universities should be given loads of money to do some researches. People are just saying, because you're a doctor, you should actually produce it. There's much more. A doctor is one-tenth of what is needed to produce a vaccine. That should be supported by a whole lot of other things. So you cannot talk of trying to produce a vaccine when you've been eating your money like you're being chased, and you're not even, building any research base. Universities are just buildings. There are no grants that are given to universities.
Thank you so much. Mr. Chuma, your response.
The good doctor is very charged indeed. He's making some points, yes, that as Africa, we've lagged behind in terms of supporting research and stuff like that. But you see, here we're talking about a specific virus that just came upon us without notice. And everybody, the whole world, is in a panic state, and we're trying to come up with a vaccine that will probably ease the burden that they've been brought upon by this pandemic. So this is definitely going to be a different situation. But yes, we should be having bodies like the AU, SADC, and all the other African bodies that we have. Now, learning from this mistake and learning from this occurrence, to say, as the way forward, let us have these research bases, whether it's African, not even as individual countries. No, we can do it as Africans and come up with a solution where we say we've got ongoing researches, we've got ongoing proper laboratories properly funded by even the AU as a body or SADC as a body, and helping member states and stuff like that. And then we invest money into such a kind of collaboration. That would definitely go a long way as Africa. Then we would also shy away from this argument of saying, hey, they've come to want to kill us and stuff like that, because at least it's our own vaccine, it's our own people that have developed it. We'll have developed that kind of a vaccine that will be requiring at that stage. But like I was saying, the Chinese vaccine that we're talking about so much now, I don't know, maybe it's the head of China in the country or the partnership of China with Zimbabwe or something like that. I'm not aware. I'm not quite confident with the actual dilemma there. But what I'm saying is that this thing also went through its trials. Before it came out of China to start coming out of the borders of China, the trials were already done. But now, what is the problem is, here we have a second variant that has just come up, the South African one, which was not even prepared for even that AstraZeneca one that was bought by South Africa. If you remember very well, when they bought it and they took it to South Africa, They only discovered that, no, it will not work with this new variant that is now taking a place in South Africa.
Yes, now...
It's the same thing that we face here in Zimbabwe as well. Because
thank you.
Our borders interlink, so we're bound to have that same variant, and that is where the question of this vaccine being effective or not being effective.
Yes, Mr. Chuma, thank you very much. I know that Dr. Nashanyo wants to respond. I'll give you 10 seconds.
South Africa bought the Pfizer. It is the Pfizer that is not very effective against the variant in South Africa, but they've changed and they've bought the Oxford, and the Oxford is found to be effective.
Thank you so much, Dr. Nyashano. We wish to thank our guests this evening, Dr. Mente Nyashano, Mr. Skumbuzo Mlalazi, Mr. Joseph Chuma of ZANU-PF, and our reporter, Kesa Chisa Spanda.
Sending office keeps you in Maryland saying good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm John Gakandemi, Rin Chitmura Zakanaka,
thank you.